Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
So this is going to be the shortest logic course, maybe ever. My name is Dr. Fred Ray Librand, and I have done logic for a while. I'm a homeschool dad and educator, have a number of courses online that deal with really college prep, especially. I've taught university level, high school level, etc. And logic itself is really quite cool, and that's because the chief value in logic, besides helping you not be stupid, is in long-term influence as a leader, persuasion. You can really engage people's emotions. You can have credibility because of who you are. But if you don't give them a logical basis for what's going on, or someone proves the logical basis of what you want to have happen is mistaken, then it's not going to last. And so there's something about the logic piece that matters. So here's what I'm doing. I'm going to show you there's three pieces to logic that you really want to work on. And especially if you're a homeschooler, I think this is crucial. And nailing down these aspects of logic, just continuing to work with them, is what the game's all about. I'm not saying there's not a lot more, but this is the essentials. Now, logic itself. We don't have to get confused. We don't need to do with all the nuances of language logic and fuzzy logic, et cetera, how math works, et cetera. But what I want you to appreciate is that logic is about things making sense. And that's what we mean. We mean when they don't make sense, they're illogical or irrational, or they don't make sense. When they do make sense, there's going to be a logic to them. So that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about in a practical, you know, pragmatic way, does it make sense? What we're recommending, does it make sense? So I'm going to shift to a screen, and I want to draw this for you, these aspects, okay? So we're looking at logic, right? And logic, I'm going to argue, has three, we'll pretend like that's a C. Logic has three things you want to look at. And the first is this. There is quite normally an if and then component. So if it rains, the streets will be wet, right? If it rains, the streets will be wet. There's a if-then piece to it. And there are all these nuances that come out about logical fallacies and mistakes and good things and bad things. You know, if the streets are not wet, it didn't rain. So that's true. However, you can go the other direction and say, the streets are wet, therefore it did rain. And that's not true. That's a kind of logical fallacy. You don't have to really worry about it. All you need to appreciate is that what you're looking at is if then. And in literature and in reading and in math and problem solving, all the rest, you're going to constantly find that there's this if then relationship. Here's the second thing you need to notice or pay attention to in logic and making sense of things. And that is what they call sequitur, or does it follow? So when we're concerned about does it follow, what we're discussing is, do these pieces work? In fact, this goes hand in hand with the third piece, and that is related to does it follow, or this sequitur, non-sequitur thing. Don't worry about these words that much. But basically, the idea that bad premise means bad conclusion. So when you have this if-then stuff involved, it's really going from a premise to a conclusion. That means this piece, then that thing. I have this that I'm suggesting in kind of the if game. And then is the conclusion. Therefore, if it rains, the streets will be wet. So if you have a bad premise, if it smells like if it smells like freshly cleaned sheets, it will mean a volcano is going to explode in the Philippines. You know, that's a bad premise, bad conclusion, and in the same breath, it does not follow. So what you have to do is constantly just simply be aware when you watch the news, when you read literature, et cetera, is there an if-then statement? And is it a good premise to a good conclusion, or does it not follow? Because look, if you have something that just doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. It's called it doesn't follow. It's in the direction also of something that can follow, but when it follows and it's a bad premise, it's a bad conclusion. So when you make a statement about anything logically, that if it doesn't lead then to the next thing, then you have a serious problem. If it does lead to the next thing, but you can prove the premise is wrong, then it doesn't matter about the conclusion. And that's the game in logic. Now, whether I've explained it perfectly or not, don't know. But I do know this. This is the game. And if you want things to make sense, you want to be concerned about what's the if-then in the argument. You want to be concerned about, does the premise actually go to the conclusion? And then, or does it follow? And then third, is the premise right or wrong? Because if the premise is wrong, the conclusion is going to be wrong. All right. That's all you need to get started. Hope you enjoy it. Well, that's all you need, actually, to understand the basics of logic. You're going to look at those three things. Does it follow? And if you have a bad premise, you're going to have a bad conclusion. That's really the essentials of what we mean by formal or basic logic. Look, there's more, but not for what you need. What you need is this foundation and work with it in this practical way. Hope that helps. Thanks.